Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've heard it called the Trump effect. And by definition, I suppose what they mean is the effect that Donald Trump has had on politics in the United States of America. And there's no doubt that it's real. There's no doubt that the people who are saying Donald Trump changed the face of American politics, they're correct. He did change the face of American politics. The argument that I have is whether it's for better or for worse, because you see, we're now in this position where so many people who cite the Trump effect says, can't we just go back to the way things were, where there wasn't this constant barrage of media and people against one another and at each other's throats, and there's no middle ground, and this was all stemming from Donald Trump and what we call the Trump effect and how he's changed things. That's not true. While it is true that Donald Trump caused this effect, it's you who brought it about. It's you in the media. It is the Liberal Party that, in a clandestine manner, took over the Democrats. Took over the Democratic Party. If you are a Democrat and you're above the age of, I don't know, 40, you have to understand what I'm talking about. Now, we could make an argument that the Republican and the Democratic Party, as it stood, were really just controlled opposition of each other. They weren't so diametrically opposed as they pretended to be. It was a good old boys club of I'll throw shade on you, you throw shade on me, but at the end of the day, we're all in this together and we're making money doing what we do. But along came radicals, along came socialists and communists. And what they did was they infiltrated the Democratic Party. They were never a part of the Democratic Party, but they became a part of the Democratic Party. And I warned everyone that this was happening. And I told you that if you don't do something about it, they're going to be the majority of your party, and then you no longer have your party. And you are stuck being an old-school Democrat in a brand-new party that has nothing to do with democracy. Absolutely nothing to do with democracy. Well, when Donald Trump came along, he's shown the light on that. He's shown the light on these people who were hiding their radical nature because they didn't really need to expose it. And he's shown the light on it, and they had to expose it. And pretty soon, they not only allowed it to be exposed, they embraced it. They embraced it and openly started saying the quiet parts out loud. Yes, we want to defund the police. Yes, we want Green New Deal and don't give one damn. Yes, we want the government to own everything. Yes, this is what we want. See, these were the things they were lying about. These were the things they were keeping to themselves, saying a few more years. Just a few more years and we'll control everything. Donald Trump became the cog in the wheel, the guy who was never supposed to win. Now, if you're a Trump fan, I'm going to give you a little bit of hard truth, and I hope you'll accept it. Donald Trump won the primary for the Republican Party with the help of the Democratic Party. They wanted Donald Trump to win. They were gleeful that Donald Trump won. The reason they were gleeful, they had deemed that Donald Trump was the easiest candidate to defeat for Hillary Clinton. I wouldn't be surprised if some Democrats changed their party so they could vote in the primaries. That's how important it was to them to make sure Hillary Clinton became the president of the United States of America. They cherry-picked the man that they said will never win, could never win. Least likely person. And secretly threw a lot of their support behind him. That's why when Donald Trump won in 2020, you saw this massive meltdown, the likes of which you've never seen before. Because they put all their chips in, they went all in, and found out they didn't have the winning hand after all. And they said, this can't be. We've calculated this very carefully. We've chosen the candidate that was most easy to beat. Did Hillary Clinton herself not say, why am I not ahead by 40 points? I should be winning by 40, 50 points. Exposing the mess. Did all of the prognosticators not say, there's no worries. Hillary Clinton's going to win by 15, 20, 25 points. All of the pollsters, oh, Donald Trump doesn't have a chance. No chance at all. Hillary Clinton will be handed the presidency of the United States because they made all their calculations. They had crossed all their T's, dotted all their I's, and they were 100% confident that they had outsmarted the people. But they didn't. This is why we hear BI agents who are saying, Trump's not going to win. We got the way to stop him, which we'll get to in a minute. But the Democratic Party hand chose Donald Trump to be the candidate. And then they lost to him, could not live with it. And Donald Trump went on to expose the machine. These people who were closet radicals came out of the closet. And you heard what they really thought about the American people, what they really wanted, what their goals really were. He exposed them. He also exposed some Republicans. As many of these Republicans were just good old boy rhino Republicans going along with the game saying, hey, as long as I'm rich, as long as I'm making money, I can get on television and say the Democrats, my good friends, the Democrats on the other side, are mistaken. Not that they're trying to destroy the country. Not that they have a clandestine plan to literally rip it down and build it over. No, they're just mistaken. And you will oppose this. Yeah. Well, Donald Trump put some fire in the belly of some people. And some, maybe not even a lot, but some of our younger representatives were waiting for a leader who would say, the gloves are off. The gloves are off. Donald Trump was that leader. Once the American people saw what you could do when you weren't even a politician, and I want to remind everybody, Donald Trump wasn't a politician. He may have had political ties, certainly. He was no politician. He didn't play the game like a politician. He didn't know the ropes like a politician. What he did know is if you run this country in the same manner that you would run a business, we can become richer, more powerful, more well-respected, and more people will make a success out of themselves. And he began to do it. And when he began to do it, the following people had egg on their faces. The entire Democratic Party, who don't want this country to succeed without them, without their help, without government being in the way. And the rhino Republicans who said, well, he's making us look bad. We were around here for 25 years and didn't get nothing done, and he's got more done in a year than we've done in 25 years. He's exposing us. Yeah, he did expose you as the worthless parasites feeding off the money, the tax money of the American citizens to buy your third home, your fourth pool, your vacations. He exposed that. And you didn't like it. So then they realized, well, he is the president now. And thus began a four-year insurrection. That's the only thing you can cause it. The American people voted. No one said that the votes were in any way. Well, some people said Russia had a hand in it, but of course they're allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that on Joe Biden. You're allowed to say that on Donald Trump. But basically people said, okay, Trump won. And the politicians said, no. We refuse to accept that. The American people are too stupid to vote for a president. The American people are too hapless to vote for a president. The American people didn't know who they were voting for. We will take control. We will impeach him. We will make him step down from office. And even if we have to lie, even if we have to make up phony dossiers, even if we have to say he was a Russian spy, even if we have to say he held meetings in Trump Towers with Russians, even if we have to say he had bank accounts in Russia, which he didn't have, even if we have to say some of the people in his party are spies, whatever we have to do, Donald Trump cannot be allowed to be the president of the United States, despite the fact that the people voted for him. That is an insurrection. And it was a four-year-long insurrection. Two impeachments. Based on phony nonsense that has now been so badly debunked that people don't even want to talk about it anymore. Oh, but when it first came out, it was, we told you, we warned you, you stupid people, you unwashed masses who voted for Donald Trump. We told you what he was. People weren't stupid. See, they, as we see in their emails, as we see in their texts back and forth to one another, they think the American people are unwashed masses who shop at Walmart in the middle of the night in their pajamas and smell. They think we're the smart ones. We're the bright lights. We're the ones who should be the decision makers, not you. So they said, these American people won't know. If we tell them Donald Trump's a spy, they'll say, oh, but goddamn, that guy turned out to be a spy. But the American people didn't do that. The American people said, put up or shut up, and there was nothing to put up. The American people said, show what you got, or shut your trap. And they couldn't show anything. So they just go on CNN and MSNBC and say, I have seen it. I cannot actually show it to you, because if I showed it to you, then that would be, I'm showing you classified information, but rest assured, I've had in my hands solid evidence that Donald Trump was, in fact, a Russian spy. Well, how come this man is not brought up on charges? You lied to the American people. You tried to cause an insurrection by way of impeaching a man for something you knew was a lie. You don't have to carry rifles into a building and overthrow the government to have an insurrection. You can do this by lying about a candidate and falsely having him removed from office, which is exactly what you were trying to do. Exactly what you were trying to do. But that's okay. Because it's the Democratic Party and some Republicans. And now that the Democratic Party has exposed themselves, and we realize that there really isn't a Democratic Party anymore. See, that's the one thing you have to get out of your mind. If you're going to go back to, even before my time, if you're going to go back to Kennedy's and everything else, they were different. Even Bill Clinton wasn't this. He had his problems, but he wasn't this. You don't have a Democratic Party anymore. You have the Republican Party versus a Socialist Party. That's it. You may have one or two hanger-on Democrats, but they have no power. They're powerless. Because the rest of your party has been taken over by socialists. Avowed socialists. Some of them don't even hide it. And they've gained enough power so that your one or two little votes don't matter. If you are an old school Democrat, and we'll just put a whole bunch of pressure on you like they did Joe Manchin. Look no further than this this inflation bill. What were we told by Joe Manchin? This is going to be a win for the American people. We will see inflation fall. Yes, it's spending a lot of money, but you have to understand that we're in dire times here with our economy, and this requires swift and important action. As soon as it's passed, now the narrative changes, and you hear, well, this really won't do anything for inflation. This is more of a Green New Deal bill that will deal with the future. And in the long run, the American people will save money. No, it's not going to do anything about inflation right now. That's not what you said. You called it the inflation bill. I warned you about this. I said you could call something, you know, the wounded war vet bill and give them 4% of $1 billion. And the rest of it goes to gender studies in Korea. And as long as you give that 4% to the wounded war vets, if the Republicans don't vote for it, then the Democrats say, see, the Republicans don't care about wounded war vets. They lie to you all the time. They hide what's really in the bill, knowing you're not going to read it. So we'll call it whatever we want. Oh, it's the a COVID relief bill. Yeah, except only 5% of it went for COVID relief. Oh, it's an inflation bill, except none of it's going to fight inflation. I got a news flash for you folks. You don't get sober by drinking more. You understand? You don't get sober by drinking more. So you don't fight inflation by spending more either. And that's exactly what this bill is going to do. This is going to financially cripple some people. And oh, by the way, guess what was cut out of the bill? Going after the billionaires. Yeah, let's not do that. Let's keep all the IRS agents in there, though, so they can go after mom-and-pop stores. But we won't go after those billionaires, after all, because those are our donors. We can't go after our donors. 10 cents out of Jeff Bezos' pocket, he might vote Republican. We can't have that. So he's an exception. We're only going to come after the unwashed masses. You see, folks, Donald Trump, for all of his money, represented who your politicians consider the unwashed masses. He represented you. He said, my job isn't to make necessarily billionaires an extra billion. My job is to make sure that every American can afford to put food on their table, gas in their tank, feel safe in their country, and they have opportunity. You're never going to get equal outcome. That is what the left fails to understand. In no way, shape, or form will you ever achieve equal outcome in this country. It is not possible. You couldn't do that in your household, let alone in a country, because equal outcome means equal work, equal luck sometimes, equal equality beyond what we can control. There are people who are very, very, very talented who are, working at a Wendy's. And there are people who can't sing a note and they're multi-billionaires. Where's the equality? There isn't any. Life is not always an equal proposition, folks, and you have to understand that. But what Donald Trump was saying is, let's give everybody at least the equal opportunity. And we were seeing it. And when the Democrats saw the economy soaring, the stock market soaring, people being able to buy houses for the first time, being able to buy cars that weren't junks off somebody's lawn for the first time, people being able to save a little bit of money, people being able to afford health insurance, jobs coming back to the country, people from foreign countries saying, I envy the United States and their economy. The people of China, and I want you to remember this, the people of China marching with American flags in the streets of China saying, we want to be like the United States. Remember that? Where are those people now? Are they marching in the streets with American flags saying we want to be like the United States? Or are they warning us you're turning into China? Then along comes COVID and miraculously wipes out everything Donald Trump had worked so hard for in the economy by shutting it down. Perhaps unnecessarily, as we're finding out now. No one's suggesting COVID's not real. But can you tell me with a straight face that the response to it was apolitical, totally apolitical? There was no political motivations behind any of the responses, be it left-wing or right-wing? You shouldn't be so sure about that. And what it did do, whether I'm right or wrong about that, is it afforded the Democrats the opportunity to say, we're changing the election rules. For this election only, the following rules will be, and they were totally different. And when the American people questioned those rules and said, wait a minute, did you just change the rules for one election? Well, we had to. Our hands were tied because of COVID. Very serious. But don't worry, because we've changed it for the better. The rules we've put in place now make this the fairest election in the history of the United States of America. This is the way the election law should be from now on. We've done everyone a favor. If COVID has done one positive thing, it's opened up our eyes and made us realize that our elections weren't fair to begin with, and now they're more fair than they've ever been. Only to be told after they got the result they wanted, yeah, most of these rules are unconstitutional and we're not going to be able to continue them. Oh. Well, that's interesting. It's very interesting, considering that you said all these rules were a positive and they were wonderful things. Now, all of a sudden, they're unconstitutional and cannot be used going forward. Amazing. That's an amazing coincidence. We now find out that the Trump effect leads to a raid on his Mar-a-Lago home. We've seen the warrant. And the warrant is so open-ended that they basically could have taken any piece of paper that he literally wrapped his chewing gum up in while he was the president. We have a fact that they were 9 hours in there, which means they certainly had no idea what they were looking for, because if you know what you're looking for and you have an idea of where it is, then most certainly it doesn't take 9 hours to find it. We also understand that his attorneys were told they could not accompany the FBI during the search, which is very odd because I've heard from people who have actually served warrants that the attorney can often be the best friend of people with these warrants because they know where this stuff is and they can say, oh, you're looking for the following? Oh, let me guide you, and then it cuts down your time. But they weren't looking for that, folks. You see, no matter what they come up with, and rest assured they will come up with something, the FBI is going to, well, the DOJ is going to indict Donald Trump. If they don't, I will be shocked. Because they know the pressure is on them. You've made this raid. It's beginning to look pretty damn suspicious. But you're going to have to come up with an indictment if you have to make one up. You're going to have to come up with something to indict the President of the United States. Because your goal here, either to raid the House, find any little thing you can that would disqualify him from running for the presidency in 2024, or possibly and, find out if he had any information on this Russian collusion hoax and the people behind it that could give the FBI not only a real black eye, but mean prison sentences for some people within the FBI should Trump take over power again. You don't know what Donald Trump had. But you know it was a fishing expedition because it doesn't take 9 hours. Usually you say, we're looking for the following documents. If the lawyer is there or Trump himself is there, you say, where are these following documents? And the lawyer will say, well, these documents would be kept at whatever. We know the FBI had already been in Mar-a-Lago. They told Donald Trump, put an extra lock on this room. They could have had whatever documents they wanted then. They didn't take any. None. And I keep hearing, well, Hillary Clinton wasn't the president. So how she was treated is irrelevant. Well, let me explain something to you. If Donald Trump has in his possession highly sensitive, classified, top secret information, and it's locked in a double lock safe at Mar-a-Lago, it's a hell of a lot safer than Hillary Clinton having it on a hard drive that anyone can access from that hacks them. It's a day and night difference. And let me tell you another day and night difference. Donald Trump can declassify whatever he wants. He doesn't need any special order or signed whatever to do it. If Donald Trump discusses something with someone and says that therefore this is, if I talk to you about this, these are declassified, then de facto they are declassified. He is the man in charge of that, no matter what it is. He can declassify whatever he wants. But we're talking about Washington, D.C., folks. We're talking about a judge, a magistrate, actually, who signed that warrant just weeks after saying, I have to recuse myself from being a judge in a lawsuit involving Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton because I hate Donald Trump, so I don't know if I can be fair. Well, that's an interesting judge to go to sign that warrant, isn't it? It's also a judge, by the way, who decided, when I don't want to be a judge anymore, I think I'll be a lawyer and I will defend Jeffrey Epstein's pilot and some of the people who worked on his pedophile island. That's not me making that up. That's a fact. You can go look that up. This is the very same man who today is going to decide whether we see the affidavit or not, because that's fair. That's fair. See, when you have the entire system rigged for you in Washington, there's no reason they can't indict Trump, and there's no reason they can't come back with a guilty verdict. They'll just get a jury of Clinton donors, a judge who has openly tweeted, I hate Donald Trump. And what do you think the outcome is going to be? Of course it'll go to the Supreme Court. Of course it'll be contested. But it's going to try to throw a monkey wrench in this election. And for what? Ask yourself, for what? All I hear on television is Donald Trump's power is eroding. Donald Trump's base is deserting him like rats off a sinking ship. Then let him run. It'd be easy to beat, right? Let him run. Wouldn't you do that? If you knew your opponent was such a flawed person who has lost all of his power, all of his influence, most of his supporters, let him run. Ticket to you staying in power you could possibly imagine, correct? Why all of this to make sure he doesn't? I'll tell you why. Because they have the real polls, folks. And they know they're going to get a shellacking by Donald Trump if he runs. A shellacking. And this is more than just putting Donald Trump in office. This is rebuking every single thing that they claim the American people want. Because they'll get on television with a straight face and say, the American people want this. This is what the American people want. How can they justify that if the American people put Donald Trump back into office? That is the same thing as saying, we are the American people and we don't want any of this. And they can't have it. Also, we know that Trump and his team, even though he is absolutely 100% inundated with Julius Caesar's, so to speak, or he's Julius Caesar with Brutus's, right? Stab him in the back at the blink of an eye. Donald Trump's not a stupid man. He didn't know how far the swamp went, but he does now. And unfortunately, it goes to our justice system. It goes to our FBI. It goes to our court systems. And something's going to have to be done about it. Big steps have to be taken. He's a guy who's willing to take big steps. Now, I heard Mike Pence say, we have to calm down. This rhetoric and this blaming the FBI is divisive and it could cause problems. Okay. Well, Donald Trump said the same thing. Donald Trump said, well, listen, we got to lower the temperature in this country. But here's how you lower the temperature in the country. You tell the people criminally responsible for this nonsense is gone. You don't do it by saying, keep right on with your criminal enterprises. We could lower the temperature in this country very easily by saying it's okay to rob and steal and loot and everything else, which we're basically doing, right? It's okay to demonize the police. The police are all racists. Every morning, white police officers get up, kiss their wife, pat their kid on the head, and say, think I'll go shoot a black man today, according to most people on the left. That might be fun. Let's watch one die. Because they're racist. They're horrible, evil, Ku Klux Klan with a badge. But the FBI, they're the moral arbiters of society. They're wonderful, dedicated, I'm tired of hearing it. Wonderful, dedicated people do not write notes to their lover saying, we're going to make sure Donald Trump doesn't win. We have a secret plot, and we will make sure this man doesn't win. Bastions of justice and equal justice don't say, I can smell Trump supporters in Walmart. Disgusting. Guess what else they don't do? They don't change evidence, which we now know was done not once but twice in the Trump-Russian collusion investigation. They don't withhold information. They don't get FISA warrants based on false information that they knew was false. They don't fail to disclose to judges that the opposition paid for it. They don't do any of that stuff. So according to Mike Pence, we should just let them all get away with that because that'll tone the rhetoric down. No, that's not going to tone the rhetoric down, Mike, scientist. That's going to exacerbate the situation. The situation needs to be dealt with. The people involved in falsifying information, the people involved in overstepping their bounds in the FBI, the people who lied to the American people, the people who took an oath and said, I will be apolitical and do my job, only to tweet all kinds of horrible things, they need to go. Just like the small amount of police officers who are biased or racist need to go. You understand? According to Mike Pence, we should just shut up and swallow it all. Well, that's fine. Don't you dare say a thing bad about the FBI. Why not? I have evidence that you're corrupt. I'm not making it up. It's there in black and white for anybody who wants to take a look at it. You had people in your organization who are corrupt. I didn't say your whole organization is corrupt. But you know what the difference is, folks? When the Catholic religion had these priests who were molesting little boys, I openly said, okay, well, that's not all of them. That's not all of them. The whole Catholic religion aren't a group of pedophiles. So you have to weed out the ones who are the bad eggs. But then guess what you find out? Well, this guy knew about it, and while he actually isn't accused of doing anything to children, he sent this guy off to some other church where he, you know, couldn't be prosecuted or wouldn't be under scrutiny. Well, then your whole system's corrupt. Once you start excusing bad behavior, like the Catholic Church did with this pedophile priest situation, then it's fair game, folks. And until people come out and speak out against it, you have to say the system's corrupt. You have to change it. Well, the FBI heads may not have been involved. I don't know if Christopher Wray's involved in any of this, but I do know this. If he doesn't act upon it, if he doesn't say this is outrageous behavior by the following people, and we're not going to stand for it in the FBI, then you're part of the problem. You're not part of the solution. You may not have caused the problem, but you're allowing the problem to continue. You're aiding and abetting this behavior. And it's unacceptable. So yes, Mike Pence, we do have to speak out about it. Yes, we do have to demand equal justice. Because we're not getting it. We're not getting it at all. News coverage every day is, well, maybe Donald Trump lied and said they took his passports. Donald Trump is a liar. I know people at the FBI, and they said under no circumstances do we have any of his passports. My sources, which are straight at the top, says we do not have his passports. Then they come out and say, oh, yeah, we do have his passports. Well, why do you have his passports? Yeah, well, some of them are expired anyway. It doesn't mean anything. What it means, though, is that you didn't know what you were looking for. You were just grabbing boxes willy-nilly. Otherwise, you wouldn't have his passports. You would have looked through boxes and say, well, these are expired passports. These are of no use to us. So why are you grabbing boxes willy-nilly that you don't know what's in? Does that not approach illegal search and seizure? The warrant says you can grab everything. Oh, well, that's quite a warrant. Wow. Usually a warrant is very specific. We're looking for a particular box marked whatever, should be containing the following items. The following items are to be removed. Not let's just go into his house and see what we want. That's usually not a warrant. That's why I want to see the affidavit. We're probably not going to see the affidavit, and if we do, it'll be highly redacted, but it will still give us some information. But what you're going to find out, folks, is this. They're going to come up with a reason to indict Donald Trump, to run him through a circus of a trial, to put as much pressure on him as they can, to prevent him from trying to run, to prevent him from winning. And unless you are brain dead, even if you're the most liberal of liberals, unless you are brain dead, you have to ask yourself a very important question. Why are you going through all this trouble to make sure one man never gains power again? What was it that he did when he had power that was so horrible? Tell me. Did he start nuclear war? No. Did he run the country into a recession? No. Was there war in the Ukraine? No. Was China threatening to take over Taiwan and shoot American planes out of the sky? No. So what's going on? Why is it that your hatred for this man usurps the rule of law, where you're willing to break the law in order to make sure he doesn't gain power? I have a suggestion, and that is called self-preservation, because that's the only thing that would make you do that. That's the only thing that would make you do that, self-preservation. Donald Trump probably has the goods, and they know it. And maybe they were looking for it in Mar-a-Lago. Lord knows what they're looking for. Mighty funny that a guy who wants to represent Jeffrey Epstein's client says, yes, yes, go into that house. Take whatever you can. Wonder what information he has on people who might have ended up on that island, huh? Well, we'll never know if the FBI gets it. Just like we'll never know what was on Hunter Biden's laptop. Have you noticed how those rumors have gone away? They were never said, no, that wasn't on the laptop. They just, well, we're not going to comment on that. Folks, there was indications that there was underage pornography on Hunter Biden's laptop. Rudy Giuliani himself said it's something that needs to be looked into because it appears to be so. At very least, there's endangering the welfare of a minor because we know he was naked in front of his own niece. Whether it was a sexual thing or just a drug-induced, I'm stumbling out of my bedroom, doesn't matter. There's a picture of it, a video of it. You're never going to hear about those charges. The FBI sat on that laptop for how long? And heard the outcry from CNN, MSNBC, and even intelligence officers saying, this is not a real laptop. This is Russian propaganda. This is not Hunter Biden's laptop. Remember? And then the FBI, after the election, says, well, I mean, we've had the laptop. We know it was real. We didn't want to come out and say because we don't want to unduly influence an election. What the hell do you think the Mar-a-Lago raid was doing? And by the way, before anybody says, oh, it's so urgent, you had the nuclear codes. If you're so dumb that you think the nuclear codes is written on a piece of paper that Donald Trump has or that they don't change often or by administration to administration, then please turn off the program because you're too dumb to listen. There's no nuclear codes. If he had any information on nuclear, whatever, it could have been about other countries and their possible nuclear capabilities or things like that. It's nothing major. But it was so important that the FBI had to raid the house. However, the guy who gives the warrant, the okay on the warrant, the magistrate who signs off says, I'll give you 10 days. If it's a matter of national security, how come you waited 3 or 4 days to execute that warrant? How come you didn't do it immediately? I'm just asking because, I mean, if the world is at stake, why'd you say, it's the weekend and I don't really feel like it? Maybe we'll go Monday or Tuesday. It's not that, you know, we'll figure it out. How come? How come you did that? If it's such a matter of national security. This, by the way, is the same FBI who says, we have videotape of the person who planted the pipe bombs on January 6th. And when you watch the videotape, you will see a man walk up, and suddenly the videotape switches to view number two, which is behind him. Well, you can't really see whether he's planting anything. All you can see is the back of his head. Where's view number one? We know you have it because we see it in part of the tape. If you showed us view number one, we'd clearly see what he was planting. We'd clearly see his face, which means you clearly saw what he was planting and you clearly saw his face. Who is he? You should certainly know by now. You know his exact location. He used his phone, apparently, so you could ping it. There's a million ways you can find out who that man is. You know who Ray Epps is? How come he's not arrested? How come he's not being interviewed? How come he's not in jail? These are questions you need to have answered. Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining, okay? We went through the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot, and we had FBI agents who admitted the people we drew in was a smaller number than the people who were agents. The people we drew in to help in this plot repeatedly said, I do not want to do anything illegal. I am not. One man was so destitute, he lived, I think, in the back of like a barber shop or something and didn't even have running water. And he was offered numerous $5,000 cards to go buy guns and ammo. And guess what he said? No, I'm not doing it. No, I don't want any part of it. That's why nobody was ever arrested in this Gretchen Whitmer. Well, they were arrested. They were never convicted in this Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping / murder plot because it didn't exist. You made it up. And the FBI admits they made it up. They said, let's make up a plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer and see who go along with it. And if we can find some people who go along with it, we'll arrest those people. That's not how you operate. You don't make a crime up and see who will go in with you on it. You find the crime and then say, okay, we need to find who committed it. And I'm supposed to trust the FBI after that? When in open court they admitted, yeah, we made the whole plot up. And these guys were very reluctant. But we kept on them, and we kept on them to the point where they actually apparently sent one agent, a female agent, to sleep with a guy to try to convince him to do this. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how desperate? Why were they that desperate? Why were you so desperate to try to prove to the American people that there could be some real radical right-wing people who might want to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer when you looked and looked and looked and couldn't find them? You had to invent them. You had to coerce them. You practically had to blackmail them. And they still didn't want to go along with you. But we still don't know who's on Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. Because you don't care about that. You couldn't give one single damn about that. And I'm supposed to trust the FBI. I'm supposed to look up to the FBI and say, I believe that everything they do is righteous and justified. I have the evidence right in front of me. You could look this up, too. Go look up the Gretchen Whitmer FBI hoax. See what's written about it. No one was convicted. Why do you think? They had all the people. Why do you think even liberal judges said this is going beyond the pale? We can't convict these people. You practically forced them. So you invented a crime and then decided to get people to join in on your crime. That's what the FBI does. So how do I know they're not going to do that with Donald Trump? How do I know they're not going to say, well, this particular document should have literally not been in his possession, and for that reason, we have to indict him on the Espionage Act, which is an act that's just so ridiculous. If you read what the Espionage Act is, it's you know, please. Doesn't even prevent him from running for president, by the way. But we'll try anything. We'll just throw it at the wall and see if it sticks, because you're so afraid that a man that you say is irrelevant and has lost all of his political base and all of his political power is going to wipe you out in 2024. You're tipping your hand. You're showing the American people your cards. You're obviously deathly afraid he's going to win, or you wouldn't be pulling out all the stops to make sure he can't run. The American people aren't stupid. How'd Liz Cheney do? Liz Cheney, who says Donald Trump is the most divisive, evil, horrible, terrible man in existence ever. Worse than Hitler, worse than Mussolini. And my lifelong goal in life is to stand up for democracy and make sure that Donald Trump is never again a part of our political system. Yeah, how'd that work for you, Liz? You lost by 40 points. And then you called the American people dumb. Oh, well, I didn't care if I won or lost. Well, I'm sure the people of Wyoming are love to hear that you had no care whether you won or lost. Because you're a typical politician. You're the one that Donald Trump exposed. You're the one at the beginning of the show I was talking about when I said it was just a good old boy and girls club. And you all were riding each other's coattails to become rich, fat, happy parasites. And Donald Trump interrupted your band. So he's got to go. Even if it means calling all of your constituents dumb. See, when you insult Donald Trump, this is what people don't understand. You say, I don't know, man, Donald Trump, he's a Nazi. Okay, well, then you're calling me a Nazi sympathizer then. You're saying I'm so dumb and so ill-informed that I couldn't recognize a Nazi if I saw one. Well, when I see Antifa running through the streets, beating people who have a different political opinion with black masks on their faces to hide their identities, I remember Nazis. I remember what I learned in school. You see, because Nazis wouldn't let the George Floyd protests happen. They would have just said, fine, send people out to mow them down. Simple as that, but that didn't happen. Donald Trump wouldn't have let CNN exist, MSNBC exist. He would have said these are threats to the government. Oh, much like the left is doing when they're trying to shut Fox News and Newsmax down, right? Or any of your information on Facebook or Twitter. Shut them down. Don't let them speak. Did Donald Trump say that? Or did he let MSNBC and CNN bury themselves and just call them fake news? And let people decide for themselves. He was the president. He could have shut all that down if he wanted. He could have put so much pressure on Mark Zuckerberg that unless you had a Trump for president banner on your profile, you couldn't be on. He didn't do that. It's the other side that's doing that. So, yeah, I can recognize Nazis when I see them, and I see them. I can recognize socialists when I see them, and I see them. And fascists and communists, I can recognize all those people. But for the most part, they're not on the right. They're on the left. In every single thing that they do, big government is not your friend. I don't know when anyone was ever convinced that if you give the government more power, you'll be better off. That has never happened in the history of this country. And yet you are willing to hand over to them your health care, your money, your finances, your job, your everything you're willing to hand right over to them. Yes, take it from me. Be my surrogate mother and father. Tell me what to do. I'm a lost soul. I need big government to tell me. That's the way you want to live? That's your solution? More government is your solution? There are people who get up every single morning and bust their ass in their business. Not working 8 hours a day. I'm tired of that, too. I'm tired of hearing people who work at McDonald's say, I work 8.5 hours a day, and I only get paid minimum wage, and sometimes people are mean to me. Yeah, well, you try being the independent business owner who works virtually around the clock. They're in their store. They're planning for the next day. They're doing inventory. They're doing taxes. They're doing their books. They're doing whatever. They're opening up the doors. They're waiting on customers. They're squeaking by with a dream that maybe one day I can be independent and I can do what I love and make a living doing it. And the government's trying to take that away. You think that I'm wrong? Then I want you to answer me a very simple question. How come this current supposed inflation bill that was just passed had to be cut and cut and cut and cut before they got enough Democratic support to pass it? But the one thing that wasn't cut was how many IRS agents it added. Oh, that didn't get cut. We are now going to have more IRS agents than we have Border Patrol agents and FBI agents combined. So ask yourself, why do we need all these IRS agents? You think it's to go after billionaires who have lawyers who will tie them up in court for years and years and years and years and years and actually cost them more money than they'd make if they gave them the taxes they claim they owe? No. They're going after the low-hanging fruit. They're going after you. They're going after your mom-and-pop shop who you might have failed to report that you took in a consignment of comic books and you owe us $100 and now that it's been 4 years and we've added this tax, you owe us $25,000, pay up or go out of business. Think that doesn't happen? I know a guy who claimed the IRS claimed he owed, I think it was $400 or $500 in his liquor store. And because like 5 years had went by, and by the way, no contact with him. They just sent him a thing saying, oh, 5 years ago, this was a mistake on your taxes. Compounded, whatever, that $500 was like $18,000. For a small business, that's it. You're done. You're finished. That's who they're coming after, folks. That's why they didn't take them out of the bill. Well, we need more agents to enforce the laws. They're not going to enforce them against big business, I'm telling you, because big business can fight back. Big business has these highfalutin lawyers who will say, yeah, well, okay, we'll go to court and postpone it and postpone it and postpone it and then have a hearing, postpone that, and we'll keep it going for about 11 years, and you'll be lucky to get your money, and if you do, you'll actually have ran it at a loss. So the IRS says, yeah, it's not worth it. They'll be coming after you. I hope you're ready. Their goal, we don't want small business. We don't need small business. We don't need you succeeding on your own. Because if you succeed on your own, that means you don't need us. And we can't have you thinking you don't need us. Because then our game is over. Donald Trump showed you you did not need big government. All you needed was the opportunity to succeed. The left is telling you, you can't succeed without big government. I don't think that's a hard choice to pick, folks, of which one is correct. I honestly don't, but apparently some people do. Apparently some people do. And when even the FBI and judges get involved in this business of taking one side over another, of selective enforcement of the law or the rules of law, you're in a banana republic. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of people saying, well, if the Democrats can control the elections, how come they didn't control Liz Cheney? Well, you can't control losing by 40 points. They already knew she was getting a shellacking. They don't care. She's not a Democrat. But even if they did care, they're not going to cover up 40 points. But you're constantly told, you can't question this election. If you do, you're an insurrectionist. Why? I have real questions about this election. I have real questions about why you changed the laws and then ruled the very laws that you changed to be unconstitutional for this year's election or 2024's election. Why did you do that? I shouldn't be concerned about that. I shouldn't be concerned that you admitted that the rules that you changed are in fact unconstitutional and should never have been changed. I shouldn't be concerned about that, huh? Well, that's very odd, because I think I should be very concerned about that. I shouldn't be concerned that the CDC now puts out a thing saying, if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated, really, it doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter. I see. And you don't have to isolate if you're sick. Oh. Okay. Well, that's very interesting. Amazing. Amazing how the rules changed. Folks, you're being told, shut up, sit down, don't question anything. If you do, you're an insurrectionist. If you do, you're anti-government. If you do, you're the bad guy. No, they're the bad guys. You have to question it. When have you ever been told by anyone in your life, do not question what I say, and it turned out good? If what they say cannot stand up to scrutiny, that's not your fault. That's their fault, because they think you're dumb. They think they're the clever ones. They are the powerful ones. I'll give them that. But they're not smarter than you folks. You understand what's going on here. Now it's your turn to do something about it, not through violence, not through threat, but through questioning everything, demanding answers, holding your politicians responsible, voting accordingly, and making sure that the world knows you see through this nonsense.